GalaxyCon Live is the place for you to hear about fandom from the celebrities who bring geek culture to life. Welcome, friends and fans, to another edition of GalaxyCon Live, where we are bringing the convention experience directly to you. And today, we are going back to the wild world of the Winchester Brothers with several guests from Supernatural. So, without further ado, let's rev baby up and see who we find. Our first guest is an actress whose roles include Turn, Washington Spies, Arrow, and Natalie Holloway. Today, she joins us to discuss the role of the 1970s version of family matriarch Mary Winchester. Please welcome back Amy Guminick.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Amy. How have you been?
I'm great. So happy to be here in this little mini reunion.
Oh, absolutely. So glad to have you back. All is well in your corner of the world?
All's good. All's going great.
Oh, absolutely. Well, once again, thank you for joining us again. And speaking of, our next act is an actor whose credits include Another Life, The Lovely Bones, and the Percy Jackson film series. Today joins us to discuss the role of Adam Milligan and the occasional vessel of Archangel turned bad Michael. Please welcome Jake Abel.
Hey, all right.
Hey, Jake, how are you, boss?
I'm great. I'm doing so well. So happy to be here.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's our first time with us here. So thanks for joining us, boss. Absolutely. Glad to have you. And how are things in your corner of the world?
It's great. It's a beautiful day. There's a bunch of trees behind me. I can't complain.
No complaints is the new awesome.
Yes. At this point in my life, yes, that's a very good
As we discussed in the pre-show, it is Mercury retrograde. Next, she's an actress and singer whose roles include Dork Mandango, Devil in the Dark, and Repo, the Genetic Opera. Today, she joins us to discuss the role of Sheriff Donna Haskam. Please welcome back Brianna Buckmaster.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Brianna, how are you?
I'm good. I just finished eating. Very on brand for me. So excuse me while I pick shit out of my teeth.
That's okay.
It was a very large bowl of yogurt, was it not?
But it was yogurt and protein and like nuts. And it was like that. It was a whole feast in a bowl.
Wow. Oh, absolutely. Actually, I messed that up. Jake, you were supposed to introduce her. So why don't you introduce her to that?
Well, it's Brianna Buckmaster.
I don't know how it's so weird to not hear people on the other side. Great. I mean, I just moved to a new house, as I think Jake did as well. Moving is so wonderful and awful at the same time.
Yes,
and
it is.
So I am now in my house by myself for the first time in years because my husband and daughter are in Mexico. So that is like a strange little vacation to anybody that has kids. To be in your house by yourself is kind of magical time.
No argument there. Well, once again, thanks for joining us today. And next, she is an actress and producer whose credits include The Cursed Man, Disney Infinity, and she joins us today to discuss the role of the witch Rowena McLeod. Please welcome back Ruth Connell.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I think there's a little bit of a delay in my end because I'm in Scotland and it's maybe just taking a split second longer to filter back through to me, but hi.
It'll give it a minute. It'll usually equalize. I think we'll be okay. Everything is good out there. So you're in Scotland?
Yes, we just had dinner. Yeah, we had an early dinner so I could come and do this. So it's early for you guys.
Well, once again, thanks for joining us. Yeah, it's a little bit of a delay, but like it'll usually balance itself out. We'll equalize. If worse comes to worse, you can always jump out of the room and then log back in again. Sometimes that'll reset it for you.
Okay, maybe I should do that.
Okay, if you want to give that a try, I'll bring out our next guest. She is an actress whose roles include Transformers, Two of a Kind, and Jerry Maguire. Today, she joins us to discuss the role of Matriarch Mary Winchester. Please welcome back Samantha Smith.
Yes. Hello. Hi, everybody. I would like everyone to discuss the role of Mary Winchester, please.
Me too.
Well, we have two actresses in the same role, so.
It's a majority. Sure. We have a majority, so.
This is the Mary Winchester convention. Thanks for
great.
Right. It's Jerry Maguire for me. I didn't know. I didn't know Jerry Maguire, Sam. I didn't think you could.
I have lots of secret credits like that. They sneak up on you. Wow. So Ruthie's back.
Hi.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, much better.
Oh my goodness.
That was quite a delay. It was like a 8 second delay.
It was like, and now we're with our brave astronauts on the Mars mission. How's it going? It's 3 years and you're halfway there, you know? So anyway, well, friends, thanks everyone for joining us here back at the GalaxyCon virtual stage. Our team is going through the chat room right now, pulling out the questions for us. In the meantime, first of all, I just want to throw this out there on behalf of myself and all of our Supernatural fans in the audience. I just want to thank you all for being a part of this tremendous series that went on, I think, far longer than any of us could ever thought or even hope for. 15 seasons is unheard of by any metric in television, and especially a genre-based television show. So I thank you all for your talents. I thank you all for your professionalism. I thank you all for the performances you brought to the roles in this show.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. So
you're all, if there's one thing this group is known for, it's their professionalism. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. I mean, did you see me come on immediately on camera and talk about the food that I'm eating? That's a seasoned actress right there. I went to theater school.
Now, where did you get your equity card? If you don't have one, you're just a movie star. Oh, you're one of those. Our team's going to the chat room right now, pulling out the questions. I just wanted to throw this out then for each of you, from what you can recall. What was the craziest day you think you had on the set of Supernatural?
Crazy in any aspect?
In any aspect, either good or bad or just funny or just whatever. What's the one you think of? That was a wild day? Go ahead.
I was shooting the third last episode where everybody starts disappearing. Weird to say it like that because it was also the episode that the pandemic was just starting. And they were starting to shut down productions. And I remember coming on set that day and the second AD being like, "Hi, Brianna, welcome to set. We might be shutting down today. We just shut down Riverdale." And I was like, "What is happening?" And then all of a sudden it was like craft services. You had to use gloves and everything was happening very quickly. And then we'd go on Twitter and it was like Tom Hanks happened. And it was very surreal. And I remember Rich was directing. And I just remember going to talk, and Rich is very professional and he's so good at what he does. And I remember at one point at Hot Snack going to talk to him and he was just, I don't know. Everybody was just like a little bit shell-shocked. And so I actually don't really remember shooting that episode very well. I wasn't on set that much, I think 3 days, but it was a strange, strange time. So it was very exciting to get back to filming television after all of that.
Yeah.
Create some new brain synapses about what it's like to work on set.
Absolutely. Yeah,
crazy.
Absolutely. And this is, well, we're testing you. We gotta test you every day now. So
yeah, and wearing the shields and I mean it was pretty surreal to be on any set.
Yeah. Back to that. Now everybody's kind of used to it or used to some aspect of it, and everybody's looking forward to things starting to loosening up. But I just remember that first moment of like and not being really, because you know when you're on set, especially if you're in like a studio, there's no windows or anything, and so it was a very strange energy of nobody really knowing what's happening. It's like open the door and you expect just the world to be a big fog.
Yeah. Well, it's different than coming back after, in that you're like beginning of a horror movie where everyone's like, "Oh, I'm sure it's nothing," and then you know, zombies. So
yeah.
Did you guys find going back though that like filming days, they got a lot faster because we had these color-coded groups, and so like no one could talk to each other unless you were in the same color-coded group, so everyone was like, you couldn't joke around as much because people like weren't allowed on set. No one would pass through. Actors would have to leave so set deck could come in, and it just made like, I feel like we filmed so much faster because no one could like have fun.
Nobody could fart around. I know.
Yeah, no one could fart around.
Supernatural would have been filmed in half the time.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Well, no, we probably wouldn't. 7.5 years.
It is interesting now to see, because this year we started seeing a series that we're filming during the height of it, and you could tell because it's like, what's off about this show? Oh, all the actors were filmed alone, so it's no more the same shots or anything else as two. It's always like one guy on this side and cut to the other guy. Ah, bah, 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 you know.
And there's only two, maybe three people in a scene total.
Yes.
Yeah. No extras, no background, no group shots.
No kissing.
No, yeah.
Which is so weird because so much of what we do is that like collaboration and connection. Like I did a commercial right sort of in the height of it all. And it was just me. And there were all these rules about like people literally had tape measures and like weren't allowed to come within 10 feet of me. It was like this weird like bubble. I mean, I was grateful that they were being so safe about it, but it was like very like alienating. It was weird.
You used to be you hit your marks. Now if you don't hit your marks, we hit you.
Now your marks hit you. You know what would have been crazy? I think the story that would have been the craziest is if we got to film the series finale the way it was originally supposed to be, with Kansas coming to play the bar. Because they were gonna
They never would have finished filming. It would have been people, it would have been mayhem.
It would have been like a documentary at that point. It would have been very cinema verite. But they were going to bring so many of us back, so many of us that were dead. They were going to bring us back, and we were going to have this big party sequence with Kansas, and then Kansas was going to play for us at rap. Wow. It would have been incredible.
Could have been. To film the final scene. It would have been.
Well, besides the beginning of COVID, who else got a day that they can recall that still lingers?
Yeah, I
remember one day where I had my episode seemed to be all condensed into one day, and I had like five scenes in one day with five different costumes, including sigils drawn all over me when I had to be a little bit naked. And we had planned to use American to do a prank on Mark Shepherd, but things got so pressured in the day because we were trying to do so many scenes so quickly, and they drew the sigils on the back to front and had to take them off, and I was bright red from scrubbing my skin and had to put them back on, and so we abandoned the whole me turning around with American. We abandoned that, so it wasn't quite the craziest day it could have been. It was just slightly harassed rather than harassing Mark Shepherd. Are you allowed to say that? Are you allowed to say that before 9 o'clock at night? You're allowed to say American? Is that
how I think you normally need to warn us, but
I'm sorry, anyone. Watch.
It's all good.
Honestly, I thought you were saying American for the first
time. American.
Oh, I thought you were saying Merkin?
Yes.
Now I get it. Do we think that the audience knows what a merkin is? Do we think Ruth needs to tell us?
I probably might. Yeah, my story just doesn't make any sense otherwise. Jake, you do it. You explain.
This is not my ballpark.
I'll do it. It's a
about to say.
For your vagina or for your vulva, really. It's for just a, it's strange because some women do not need a wig there, but it's for purposes of covering up a woman's vulva to protect outside eyes, when really it actually just looks like pubic hair. But there you have it.
There was no need for me to be wearing one, but I was turning around with a dress, putting a dressing gown on, and the idea was that was shocking. You know, it was a shocking event for my son, and we wanted to make it kind of really shocking, but it was too pressured. I don't think I've ever said, I don't know why I'm telling people this story now.
We Merkins have come up before in our events. We had the cast of The Boys on a few months ago, and one of the actresses had to, and she even showed it to us. She even brought it up on our camera and showed our audience. And so, I'm not expecting that. So it's okay to discuss it, but I'm with Jake though. This is a ladies' thing to describe, not as the host. I don't feel comfortable.
The story is that she like kept it as a souvenir, that she had it to show during.
Well, you never know when you might need it again.
No, it's a good point.
It's your merkin.
No one else is gonna wear it.
Hopefully. No one's gonna wear that merkin.
Just for extra clarification, this wasn't a real one. This would have been like a wig. Like just like a full wig.
Sure.
I'm going to just leave. I'm going to walk away from the subject.
When you have like naked scenes, they'll in your trailer, they'll leave you three different kinds of underwear. Mm-hmm. And I call them sexy boy underwear. The one that's real thin, that's just like a hammock. I keep those because I like to bust those out every once in a while at home because I wouldn't. Fair. They're yours.
Sometimes they're really nice.
Yeah, a little sexy boy underwear.
I'm learning a lot to do.
Perk of
like
the work.
Pasties. You never know.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't get the pasties, unfortunately. I'm relegated to sexy boy underwear, but I take what I can get.
Have you copyrighted that term, Jake? I think you should copyright that.
Should I? I could sell sexy boy underwear. I'll hit up Stan.
Get in touch with Stan. Get in touch with Stan.
You can hit Stan to sell sexy boy underwear.
Hashtag sexy boy underwear.
Yes. I like the graphic.
That's our friend Randy Jones. He comes to our show. He's the cowboy of the Village People. He's been a guest on our show several times.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, who's got another crazy day? We got Merkins and
my stuff was pretty tame. I mean, the stuff that was the craziest was like the big stunts, the big explosions, the big like cars driving through fences. Like I always found that stuff bananas. Like that we one of our I didn't get to actually was it? We were what? Oh no! I see. This is what happens. You start to forget. I'm like, well, I was in a car accident in the scene. That was crazy. I'm like. Oh yeah, I wasn't in the car when that happened.
Your stunt girl had a pretty crazy day.
Together. So.
No, they.
Everything else, I've signed NDA, so.
That's fair enough. Well, I wouldn't. We won't hold you to that. We know. All the powers, all the hours, the NDA. Amy, you got one?
Like Sam, I feel like I don't know if I lucked out or got gypped. Everyone was like pretty tame when I was on set. I think for me, the craziest kind of personal moment was my very first day on set. I hadn't met the cast yet. And we had just done some stunt rehearsals with the doubles. And it was a scene where I like attempt to beat up Jensen. Like clearly that, who was going to win that fight.
Yeah.
Obviously. But he walked onto set and like introduced himself. And immediately was like, just hit me as hard as you can in the stomach. And this was like, Supernatural was one of my first professional jobs. And I was so terrified. And here's this like big, handsome man who like challenged me to punch him as hard as I could. And so that was my like introduction to that world. But I think other than that, it just was the like silliness and wackiness that was always present kind of made every day both really fun and unpredictable, and you never knew what was going to come out of those boys' mouths, so you kind of have to be ready for it. That was the perfect serious moments to drop something incredibly inappropriate.
It's like great. A fart.
Yeah.
So did you take up on the challenge though? Did you give it your all in that gut punch?
Yeah. It more in my hands than he did his like abs of steel, but yeah,
could be good, could be worse. Robert Conrad on the set of his shows, every time a new guy would come on, hey, how you doing, welcome to the show, he would gut punch the guy just to see if he would flinch or something crazy like that.
God,
yeah, it was just that manly macho, hey, how's it going, hey, he's a flincher, all right.
Is this like the 70s?
Oh yeah. Yeah, very much so.
I'm sure that's the least of everything that would happen on TV.
This guy's all keyed up on cocaine, punching people in the stomach.
Welcome.
So every time we get somebody I know is on the show, it's like, did you do the gut pinch or whatever? And it's like, he's like, oh, he tried, but I scared him off. So he's like, hey, welcome to the show. So Jake, bring us home. What's a crazy day you had?
I think like my best memory from the show wasn't crazy. And like, I think the way we're talking about, it was just like when I went we shot in this really beautiful rural location, and it was the last day of the season, and the sun was setting, and the boys had invited me up to the rooftop of one of their RVs, and we brought up beers, and the three of us had beers on top of their RV while like Jensen and Jared's dogs ran in this field as the sun was setting. And I remember thinking to myself that like, this is crazy that like, I'm a part of the show, and that I'm having this moment, I'm ending this season this way. There's a reason that I tell this story a lot. I can mention the stuff because it's stuck with me, and because I think the boys are so surprisingly nice and welcoming to new people. They don't punch you in the stomach. They do trap you in booths and diner scenes and trap you there. So they do that though. That is their version of the gut punch. Specifically Jared, after he's just eaten a bunch of meat and worked out in his trailer for the last hour of lunch.
I'll take getting crap dusted over a gut punch any day.
You'd think that.
depends on the diner food, huh?
You haven't been close to Jared.
He's not shy about that.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. He takes pride in it, I think.
Have a salami omelet with a side of broccoli, please. Well, thank you for indulging my capricious curiosity. We are good to go on audience questions, so let's go ahead and roll our first one, which comes from Andre, who would like to know, has being on the show inspired you to want to investigate the supernatural, or we'll say the paranormal, which is the more polite word for it now?
I grew up, my grandparents had a farmhouse that was really haunted in Ohio years ago. Like, the walls would bleed, the rocking chairs would rock by themselves. There was a baby that cried in the cellar. There was a legend that a man hung himself in the stairway, like endless things. My grandpa had come in contact with, like, not satanic books, but like occult books. And the hauntings either started when he burned them or when they stopped when he burned them. Either way, this legend's lived on in our family because they all experienced it. And I've always wanted to, like, explore it. I've wanted to tell that story in some way because it's such a thing in my family. And there's so much in supernatural that I think that happened at this farm. It was very strange.
Wow.
Literally bled?
They would paint over it, and then there would just be these streaks of, like, stains.
You saw that, or you just heard about it?
I didn't, but, like, my dad, who grew up in that house, and then my brother, when we were young, he's 5 years older than me, like, he would, like, had experienced a few things, but, like, the brunt of the story is came from, like, my dad's childhood.
I mean,
yeah.
I lived in a haunted house. It was nothing like that.
What was haunted about your house?
So this was, the house we just moved out of, we lived there for almost 14 years. And right when we moved in, when my son was very young, I was delirious with fatigue, as was my husband. But I kept seeing in this one spot right outside our bedroom door in front of the linen closet, I felt like out of the corner of my eye, I would see a man, like, standing there facing the wall, just in, like, droopy clothes, kind of like a construction worker from the 30s kind of thing.
Okay, like, that's not okay.
I would do a double take, and then I would be like, and my landlord lived upstairs. It was a duplex. And at one point, about a year into living there, and little things would happen. So it was a little longer because Wyatt, my son, had, like, you know, those ride-on things where you're an infant, you're learning to walk, and they make noise.
Yeah.
Anything parked in that corner would turn itself on and start, like, sirens or beeps or whatever. And I remember saying to my landlord, like, you know, I feel like we have a ghost. And my husband looks at me and he goes, oh, you see him too? And I was like, And my neighbor upstairs is like, oh, we see him walking down the hall. But I've never seen him. I'm like, oh yeah, he's like 35. He wears this hat and a droopy jacket. And Corey's like, yeah. And he was around for a long time. I'd be changing Wyatt and he'd look over off the changing table and be like smiling and, like, flapping his arms at somebody. So he was a benevolent spirit, I think.
Okay.
But, and then we started having trouble with our fireplace. Like, smoke kept coming into the room. We had a chimney sweep come 3 times. And the third time was like, you know, I don't know why it's doing that. It looks like there's, like, a cloud in your chimney. It's, like, foggy. I'm like, oh yeah, that's
our guy.
That's our guy.
Alfie. Yeah. So we stopped using the fireplace. We just never used it anymore. So yeah, but there was no wall bleeding at all, ever.
Maybe he died in the chimney. Maybe he fell in and died in there.
I thought he maybe died during construction, or he really wanted to live in the house when he was building it. I'm hoping he didn't die in the chimney, Jake. But maybe his bones are in there. Who knows? Ooh. Yeah, it was real for sure.
Wow. Wow. All right.
Supernatural stories like that. I feel like every once in a while, if I'm on, Ruth and I were talking about TikTok yesterday. Every time, once in a while, if I'm on TikTok, if I happen to see, like, a video, like a paranormal video come on, and if I watch it for too long, then suddenly I get on paranormal TikTok and I'm like, oh, no, get me off of here. And there's just, like, you know, chairs rocking on baby monitors by themselves. Oh, yeah. No, I can't. It's too scary. I'm going to have this vision.
Yeah. Ruth. Meanwhile, Ruth is like in the land of haunted ghosts over there.
Well, yeah, and I'm doing a film just now. It's about a real story about this family in the Isle of Man believed there was this talking mongoose called Jeff. and sort of looking into it, you know, there was a rise of the spiritualist movement after the First World War, and people were using clairvoyance and connecting more. And in sort of just researching it, I'm playing a real person, and I've not often played a real person. And I feel a little bit like, I feel a level of respect for not, for I can sort of sense this person. Like, you know, I feel like I could connect a little bit to who they were. And they, I think they really believed in all this kind of stuff and the metaphysical. So I have a very healthy respect for it all. I'm not going out of my way to find ghosts. I think there's already enough that goes on
you don't need to hunt it down.
You don't need to hunt it. I feel like it's there.
Yeah.
Yes.
A friend of mine who's really sensitive to that, she explained it in a way that like it's made the most sense to me. She said like, it's like there's a street and there's houses and there's lamp lights on in front of each house. And some people's lights are completely off and some people's are dim and some people's are very bright. And if you're a ghost walking down the street, you're gonna walk towards the brightest lamppost. So if you're sensitive to it, then you will attract it. But if you're not, you won't. And if you're sort of interested, then you might find yourself in a place you wouldn't want to be. But.
Mm. Oh, just no. And just to bookend my comment with, I grew up on a farm that was about 300 years old and very thick stone walls. And God knows what's happened in that house over the centuries. And I used to go through, I was 4 years old, I would go through to my mom. It was a long bungalow, a very long spread out house. And it's a very long journey for a 4 year old's wee legs, all the way through to the kitchen and say, "What is it, Mum?" And she'd be like, "What?" And I'd say, "Well, you shouted on me," because I would hear Ruth. And she was like, "If this keeps happening, we'll take you to the doctor to get your ears." And I was like, I stopped hearing it then when I was under the threat of going to the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh, my goodness. All right, Amy, you got anything?
I'm such a baby when it comes to this sort of thing. I'm going to have nightmares now. Thank you all so much.
I hear you. I hear you.
I feel like in a lot of ways, acting has become like therapeutic because I always end up in these roles where I like play out my worst fears. So like, well, I'll just do it and like pretend and then it won't actually happen. But no, I stay as far away from that. I just, my imagination takes it farther than it needs to go. So
yeah.
I respect that they're there. I'm happy that the spirits are around. I just don't need to see them.
Yes.
I agree with you. I Eddie Murphy's old special, you know, why don't people leave when there's a ghost in the house? You know, it's like, get out. Too bad we can't stay. Let's go.
Sam, I'm listening to your story. I'm like, why did it take you so long to leave? Would have been like, okay, bye.
Yeah. Absolutely. Andre, great question to start us off with. Thank you. And let's roll another one. And this one from Nick L. What's everybody's favorite food?
Cheese. Great question. Did you say
cheese?
That's what I heard.
Cheese. Oh. I thought you said peas. I was like, that's weird.
I also like peas. Oh no. I want to hear eggs. Meringue? What is that?
It's
brownies.
It's gluten-free raspberry chocolate brownie, and it's so dense. The chocolate's so dense, it's like a kick in the forehead.
It would be better with cheese.
Now, Sam, any kind of cheese, or just if it's cheese, it's fair game?
Nothing. Like, I don't even mind like the stinky cheeses, but like once you reach like Stilton level, I'm out. So it has to be. Whoa. You know, like
mild cheeses.
Well, no, I mean some, but like Stilton is like up here. Like the really strong brie, stuff like that. No, but there are so many others to choose from. There's
oh my God. Sam, did you know that Jose used to be a cheesemonger?
What?
Yeah, he used to. So
if I didn't love him already.
Yeah, he's
what
like
does that mean?
The stinkiest cheeses. And I did not grow up in a, like, I grew up I grew up as in my adulthood in the restaurant industry, so I know a lot about food. And Jose is obviously a Red Seal trained chef, and so food is a big part of my life. But it wasn't growing up. I grew up on a farm, so it was very meat and potatoes. And so I remember Jose, one year we went home to Saskatchewan for Christmas, and he brought a bunch of cheeses home for my mom, who's a very meat and potatoes gal, and she he brought this. Stinkiest, which in my life are the stinkiest cheeses are the best cheeses. The ones that have been like ripened by monks in a cave for 10 months. Those are the good ones. But my mom was just like gagging her way through them and then like chugging wine after each. She's like, this is very interesting. Couldn't handle it. But I do like Stilton and blue cheeses. They're very salty. I don't love a salty cheese unless you have it with like honey or
yeah, or mixed with something like I had garlic or
I had Stilton like an hour ago, and I'm not sorry at all. It was just
there's like a point in a meal to have cheeses. Like I like to have cheeses right before desserts, right
after
palate ready for dessert.
I have it as dessert. It is my dessert.
Oh yeah, a lot of people like that. Mm-hmm. I know on airplanes they offer you cheese or dessert. I'm like.
Why is it an or question?
Yeah. On every airplane. That's only in the fancy.
I became aware of recently of the, believe it's at one of the small islands in the Mediterranean of maggot cheese. Uh-huh. Heard about this? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's literally, they cure it and they literally let the flies put eggs in it and they let the maggots worm around through it, everything else too. And then they eat it. With the maggots inside, and I've seen the footage of people smearing it on bread and like, oh, porchetta de bella. I mean, they just love it. I was just like,
the maggots are in the cheese, or they're around it.
They are in the cheese.
Oh,
they are. Yeah,
I'm with you, Power Ranger.
Yeah. Did you taste it? Stop ruining cheese for me, Patty.
Sorry. Well, that's obviously we go way beyond that level.
But, unnecessary. Yeah. Mm.
I used to live like a few blocks away from this tiny little amazing cheese shop, like little hole in the wall place. And we were gifted when I got married, someone gifted us a cheese of the month club, which is the best present ever.
Oh, and it's not going to be, but it really is. As a grown up, when you're 20, not so much. But.
Oh, yeah. And so every month we would get a call and we'd like walk down to this little cheese shop, and it just was like a surprise basket of like, all these rare, unique cheeses that you can't get anywhere. And then they would pair it with like all kinds of other yummy things. And it literally was like, we looked forward to it. We finally had to cut ourselves off because it was way too much cheese for two people. Well, we would go through it, but we shouldn't have. But it was such a fun way. They would give like little explanation cards of like the history of the cheese and the cheese makers. And so we had like a little Rolodex of like
the whole cheese thing.
Facts. It was so great.
It's like, it's as much as wine, like sommelier is whatever.
Yeah.
It's as much of a world of its own.
Yeah. It's an art. Yeah.
I will put feta or goat cheese on pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or ricotta.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's a good one too. So, Jake, what's your go-to?
My favorite food's a food I can't get anymore. It's the rectangle pizza with the cubed pepperonis they would serve at school.
Oh. At elementary school or like university?
Like middle school.
Got some nostalgia attached to that one. Yeah.
I feel like there was MSG put in those little pizzas.
The Totino's frozen pizza is square, and they have the little square pepperoni.
Maybe. The truth is, I probably couldn't eat it today, but that's
the memory of it.
The memory of it is.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That are deep fried squash blossoms. You guys ever had those?
Oh. Yeah.
You can serve those with ricotta, too.
That's a niche favorite, Jake.
Yeah. And I only discovered it like a couple years ago. And I could have had it last night and forgot to order it.
You get it in Crossroads on Melrose. They do it great.
Oh, really? At Moza. Moza has it as well.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Moza has everything good.
Yum.
I ate so much last night.
Well, Nickel, thank you for that question. You've made us all incredibly famished. All right. Except Ruth, of course. She's got her favorite right there. Oh, what do we have next? And here's one from Henry. What would be everyone's theme song to your life?
Oh, wow. That's a hard one.
And it's a hard one. It's a light.
The Proclaimers.
Pick a song.
I've walked 500 miles. Yeah. I've covered like 500,000 miles by now. So
it's a great one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I have no idea.
You know what? And this is such a, I feel like this is such a trite answer, but it's the first thing that came to me. And I think it's because I remember liking this song at a certain point in my life, which must have been 15 years ago. But it's the theme, it's the opening song to The Devil Wears Prada. I can't even remember what it's called. It's like, suddenly I see this is what I want to be. Like that. But it was about like a woman coming into her own. And I think at that point in my life, I was
Katie
like.
Katie Tunstall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Scottish. That's, yeah. Good choice. There's two songs, two Scottish songs in the top four. Five.
Anyway, I just remember it was just like, it was a point in my life. I don't know if I think of it as a theme song, but any theme song, any song that has to do with like discovering things about yourself while also never being done discovering things about yourself, I think is kind of the way I want to always look at myself in life.
Fair.
That.
I feel like I would like my theme song to be Christina Aguilera's Fighter. And I think my actual theme song is Walking on Sunshine. Like, I'm just annoyingly buoyant. Like, I just,
it's true.
I'm like an optimist, like ridiculously. So I think if I'm being fair,
I love that.
It's like not dark. Like I'm not, I want to be like dark and interesting and I'm just not.
No, that's actually fair. Who's got another one?
Mine would be Salt and Pepper's Shoop. Here I go again. Girls, what's my weakness? Men. Okay, then chilling, minding my business. Brother got it going on with something kind of wicked, had to kick it.
Here you go, Jake. That makes sense.
I love how you just recited that.
I have to talk nonetheless.
You like what?
You recited it like a monologue.
Yeah.
It's I find it to be poetry personally, but sure, a monologue.
It is beautiful. It is a great song.
It's a great song. It's a song that like I'll sing at karaoke and then realize I only know the first verse. And then I have to muscle my way through.
Yeah.
That's why they write them on the screen.
Doesn't that help? You've been there. You've seen it, Sam.
I've witnessed it for sure.
You witnessed it.
You're running around not paying attention to it because, yeah, you know that opening verse, but then you get to say, wait, where's that?
Yeah. But my genuine answer is I don't know.
It's a hard one.
It's a very hard one.
Amy looks deer in the headlights.
Really?
I am. Suddenly, I like can't think of a single song. I've never heard a song in my life. Wow, I'm gonna give this one some more thought. We'll get back to
that's
it.
That's fine. Yeah, if it pops into your head, we can absolutely revisit it. We've had this question. For me, it's always the animals. I'm just a fool. I'm just a fool's intentions are good. Please don't let me be misunderstood, which is the story of my life and in doing this job. So, Henry, great question. Thank you for that. I think we have time for one more. Let's see if we can go at it a really fun one. And it's going to come from Andre. If Supernatural was a reality show, what would it be called?
Supernatural, maybe? I don't know.
No. Like Creeping Up with the Winchesters.
Hey.
There you go.
Wow. You did it.
Yeah, I concur.
It's a great one.
Creeping up because it's
I like If the Winchesters was now not called a show, I would say the Winchesters, but
right.
Jensen's ruined that for me.
Creeping up with the Winchesters is really good.
Yeah, I think that's
The Bachelor brothers.
Oh, that's good. Something to do with the Bachelor. That's good.
I could. Oh, we got it.
Circle.
Little brother instead of big brother.
Oh yeah.
We're really just ripping off other reality shows.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I want to do a house flipping.
Naked. Show. Oh, sorry, Jay.
Oh, sorry.
Can see Ruth's mouth moving.
Ruth is, I know, like
7 hours behind her voice.
Yeah. I'm 8 minutes. I'm on Mars. I'm literally on Mars.
Well, Andre, that was a fun one. Panelists, been an absolute delight. Any final words before we take our leave?
I cheated.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much, Patty. We love you all. We're so happy to always be here for you.
Thank you. Thank you, sure.
Thank you, Patty.
Oh, thanks, yeah, Patty. Thank you.
I'm sorry from Mars.
I wish we could see all your faces. It's hard not seeing them, the people we're talking to.
Agreed.
I see you guys. I see you guys all the time.
I mean, it's true. That's true.
No, it has been my absolute pleasure to serve you all. Once again, thank you for joining us on the GalaxyCon virtual stage. Thank you to our audience for joining us, and thank you for your great questions. Hope to see everybody again soon. Until then, bye-bye, take care, and remember, friends, that smiles are free, so please spend them often.